This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
High Fivers, it's your boy High Five Tom, and I've got Derry, New Hampshire's favorite adopted son. He's the favorite because he did not go to the Pinkerton Academy, which is the dire rival of our good friend, Mr. Scott George. So our new intro, sponsored by our good friend, Mr. Scott George. We've got Will Mercier here. Will, how are you today, my friend?
Ring of Honor Revelry is not held. The views expressed by sponsors does not necessarily reflect. Can't say. I'm not truly from around here. My high school days were far behind me by the time I came down here. So
yeah, well, not that far. I mean, you are still pretty young at the Will.
Darius, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Preview for a future question. Is Derry the worst town I've ever been in? Far from it.
Fair enough. I like Derry. I was a little.
Tom, how are you?
I'm good. I was a little disappointed that the librarians at the Derry, New Hampshire Library were not Stephen King fans and did not realize the connection. But maybe when I go back, they'll be more educated. But I'll be going to the town that's inspired Derry, Maine, here in a little under three months, Will.
October. Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I'm good. Yeah, just it's crazy times trying to get everything done before vacation. So just a little pulling back and forth. Will and I will be recording next week's episode tomorrow. So, which will be like 3 days before everybody hears this. But, you know, as Tom unplugs from the Matrix for four or five.
Yeah, we got to do. Tom's going on vacation. He's going off the grid.
Not off the grid completely. But, yeah, can definitely do my best to stay off social media for 5 days. Read lots of books, hang out with my wife, because I mean, shout out to my wife. Not only does she a sponsor of the show as she pays for the Zoom, but I mean just her patience and, you know, with my wonky work schedule. I said, yeah, I actually have to go to the stadium here, after we're recording this. So, and are you a Dodgers fan? So
right, I probably should go in early today. Should go in early today since I was so late yesterday.
No, that's okay. Can you hear my alarm in the background?
No.
Okay, good. Then I'll just let it run. It'll freak Chico out. But yeah, this is Ring of Honor Revelry episode. Shit, I don't even know what episode we're on. It's like 184, 85. And now because of the TV schedule thing, it's a little bit wonky now. So now it's 13 instead of 14. So that fucked me up the other day.
Yeah.
This is 185, I think. So, but Will, before we dive into TV, we've got Bananas and Brundle here, which will probably be the name of the episode.
Birthday Brundle.
I was going to say, that'll be Bruno, sorry, we're a few days late. Even
he making the jokes. He sent a question to Sonor.
He did. He did. But happy birthday, Brendan. So if you haven't shouted out Brendan for his birthday yet, please go ahead and do that, obviously. And just a quick PSA here from Ring of Honor Revelry. Do not troll our friends. People in Shining Wizards know, Discord know what we're talking about. But, yeah, do not troll our people here on the social media. So this fake Casey Jones guy can go fuck himself. So if you know, you know. If you want to find out, let us know. But Brendan's question. You got a will or are you going to pull it up?
Start with Brendan's question. Since it's G1 season, what three 2015 Ring of Honor wrestlers would you pull into this year's field? Brendan's answers, Big Stoke, Boy 1, and Boy 2.
When I read that, I literally laughed aloud, just like I just did. And I needed to laugh at the time.
Listen, if Bad Luck Fale can be in this, so can Big Stoke.
That's true. So, but I don't know if you're aware, but Bad Luck Fale is not in the 2025
G1. Oh, that's it. I'm sure Rob's disappointed.
Rob, I love you, buddy. I know you're close personal friends with the Fale, but he is just, his better days are behind him.
Brendan's real answer, Roddy, Jay Briscoe, and Frankie Kazarian.
I like the Frankie Kazarian. I mean, I love all three of them. Yeah, because I initially responded to Brenda, something like, besides Roddy, Roddy, and Roddy. I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, Roddy's the obvious one. We've talked about that, I mean, how many times on the show. I mean, it's kind of criminal that he never really did a New Japan run. Maybe he can't go to Japan. Maybe he's not allowed in the country. You know, he can go to Canada, but maybe he can't go to Japan. I don't know. But just seems weird.
He might just not be interested in going...
Yeah,
abroad.
It's not easy. It's not an easy.
Have the Japanese talent come to you instead.
That's, you know, so that's a good point. So I'm gonna try and think of three besides Roddy. Jay Briscoe, obviously. I mean, would have been awesome. Kazarian, that's a sleeper pick. I like that. And once again, another guy you think would be tailor made for over there. I mean, if the kingdom's fucking huge over there, I don't know why Kazarian wouldn't be. So three other besides those three. What do you got, Will?
Roddy is like the set one. Like, I feel like that's the most obvious one. I'm going to pick Jay Lethal.
Damn it.
Have the, you know, especially now that he's dual champ. He's conquered all there is in the United States. Time to go abroad, start collecting belts in Japan.
Yeah.
Moose.
Damn it, Will.
And I was thinking Christopher Daniels.
Okay.
I do like Kazarian, but part of it is Christopher Daniels is on the brain because I need to watch the Chris Van Vliet, Christopher Daniels episode that just came out.
I need to check out Van Vliet's podcast. Sounds like he does a good job, it sounds like, so.
I've been liking them. I haven't watched a ton of them, but I've been enjoying that, and I do enjoy, not a plug or a sponsor, but the Cody Rhodes. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
so is a decent program too.
Yeah, you know the AI is listening to us too because every time I pull up my YouTube, that episode's right there, like in the top one I need to listen to. So
I'm just hoping now that I'm done car shopping, I stop getting bombarded with car ads because that's. I was doing so much searching for cars. It's like YouTube would hit me like I couldn't skip them for like four. And it's like the same commercial because it's all the same company, but it's like it'd be this company Ford, this company Honda. It's like, brother, I just want to watch this video.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
So you got Lethal, Moose, and Christopher Daniels. All right, I'm going to try. I've got two. You stole two of mine, but I've got two. One, I mean, I know he's the answer of question dishonor 98% of the time.
You sending over Chicken?
Yep. Chicken and Toriano in a match together. pure magic. And it may have happened because I know the Briscoes had runs over there as a tag team, obviously. Yeah. So I'm sure Mark and Jay have probably, they must have done singles matches down there somewhere, I would imagine. If not, it'd be fucking stupid. I mean, they're both tailor-made, once again, for Japan.
They probably have a higher asking price, though, if it's a tag team thing.
Yeah. But the other one, I'm actually kind of shocked that you didn't mention, and I don't know if they ever went over there at all, but Dalton Castle. I think, I mean, that style, he's, you know, very suplex heavy.
I mean, and you didn't pick Silas Young.
Well, that was my next pick, Will.
Oh, I lost count of how many picks you made.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically I was trying to keep it fresh. So yeah, actually it was funny right after Silas did just pop in my head right after I mentioned Dalton Castle. Cause obviously those two are going to be, but Silas, you know, once again, I mean, especially, he can just play the asshole American, you know.
I wonder if his gimmick would translate
to a
crowd that may not necessarily understand the language.
I think he could play like I'm the last real American, you know, and just really kind of heal up.
Oh, he could go fight the Bullet Club. Like, I'm the last real American in this company.
Yeah. I think it'd be great. Yeah, it's so funny too, and it's funny because I mean Silas is a real person. Yeah, I was actually just reading a couple of his social media posts. He's totally not that person, which is hilarious. But yeah, I think Silas be odd. I mean, character wise, but and you know, and his style fits. You know, so yeah, but it's Happy G1 season. No offense to Bad Luck Fale, and I can't tell you how not disappointed I am. Chase Owens also didn't make it.
Forget about Chase Owens all the time.
So. Yeah.
The last time I cared about Chase Owens was when he was tag champs with Taiji Ishimori.
Yeah, that was.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah. Good old Bone Soldier. So, yeah, happy G1 season. Looking forward to that. So, shout out to my four pillars. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I guess the Gabe Kidd Tanahashi match was actually pretty solid, but I mean, Gabe Kidd's the man. You know, so it's just, it seems like a lot of fresh.
So, I haven't looked up results. So, but I thought I saw something that said that. So Gabe Kidd is the IWGP champ?
No, he wrestled Tanahashi.
Oh.
Yeah, so Tanahashi's gotcha. Tanahashi's his big mentor.
Who's the IWGP champ right now?
ZSJ. Recently won the title back from Gato. Or Goto, sorry. Not Gato. My bad. Hiroki Goto. Which I great title run on his part. A lot of fun. He's the one person I thought I would not be disappointed if he lost to beat Zack Sabre Jr. the first time. Unfortunately, he did get hurt. He's not going to be in the G1. But yeah, I hope Yoshihashi's in the G1. I think he won his play-in match. So, but the Driller's in.
Driller Maloney.
So the one guy that can do the G1 and Best of Super Juniors, but I'm sure he's probably sticking at heavyweight at this point. So.
That was it. He did Best of Super Juniors, then like immediately put on weight.
Yeah. Well, I think he lost weight to go to the Best of Super Juniors, get the weigh in, and then he put all that weight back on so he could, you know, how those guys do it.
Did you watch the Cedric Alexander, Chris Van Vliet?
No, I haven't watched it. I've never. So, yeah.
One of the things they asked him about was coming in for the 205 Live tournament. And Cedric said that one of the things that got him the contract was because he weighed like 240, 250. And they said, can you get down to 205? And they said that was part of what got him a contract was the fact they said, can you do this? And he said, yep, absolutely got it. And he dropped the weight and got down to the 205.
Like how quick?
I mean, it wasn't like in weeks, but like.
Oh, well, I mean,
like, still, we want to bring you in for this. Can you get the weight down? Which, I mean, if that's what I did for a living and they're like, you can wrestle like Ibushi and like all these other people, but like treadmilling it up.
Sweatsuit, sauna.
Sweatsuit. I busted that food scale. I'd be like shaving little pieces off. It's like, this is too many calories.
The Cruiserweight Classic. Yeah. Go back in the archives of Visionaries Global Media. Me and my boy Justin went over there. I had never seen it before, so some fucking names in that thing. Speaking of ZSJ.
Yeah.
And he's competing in that same time as he was winning Bola that year. So shout out to Nattering Bola. From our good friends over in Ballerhausen, also sponsors. Well, actually, Ballerhausen does sponsor our Where Are They Now segment on Going Underground. So yeah, shout out to our favorite wizard, Brundo. Happy birthday. Happy very belated birthday, my friend, by the time this comes out. We appreciate you. And looking forward to your question that you sent in for next week, which we'll cover tomorrow. But yeah, happy G1 season. It's the best time of year. But Will, our good friend,
UTT Rob from all the way across the pond.
All the way across the pond. God damn it, where's my phone? Shout out to Rob. So hopefully we get some more, some podcast content from those guys soon. We're going to get Rob on here one of these days, Will. I swear to God. I don't know what's...
We got to hop a plane. We got to go to Rob. We got to bring a copy of Don't Wake Dead. And we're going to play this fucking game.
Another $5,000 idea, Will. Will and Tom go to across the pond.
We'll cover some whatever wrestling show, but we're going to be playing Don't Wake Dead at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should make a bet on here. What's going to happen first? Are we going to book our first Women of Honor tournament, or are we going to get Rob on here as a guest first? So we'll see what happens first. We're going to do this Women of Honor thing. It's going to happen.
I mean, are we at this point, are we just going to sync it up for when they actually have the Women of Honor? It might go that long.
It might. So, I mean, we've only been talking about it for 3 years, so it's going to happen though. But full disclaimer here, this is a political-ish kind of question, but this is fun, so don't get mad at anybody. All right.
Okay. In usual Rob fashion, we had to do a little thinking about this one. With all the talk of bananas, 180. Everybody's favorite radioactive tree. Question of dishonor is, if 2015 Ring of Honor existed in the Banana Republic simulator Tropico, which roster members would most embody each political type? Communists, capitalists, militarists, religious, and intellectuals. I have no idea what a Banana Republic simulator would play or do like, but let's fill out this list. I mean, I feel like religious.
All right.
Is it too on the nose, sick Priest Coleman?
No.
Body religious.
All right. I'm going to go in the dark web here, incognito mode, so it doesn't ruin up my algorithm. Public Tropico.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod, and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Oh, it's a video game.
Yeah.
2001? Huh. Can I get that on Switch?
2001? Probably not.
I mean, I have Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, I don't know if Tropico came out on Nintendo hardware. That sounds like it'd be a PC vehicle.
You can get Tropico 6 for the Switch.
There you go. You can get Tropico 6.
All right. Priest Coleman is the religious. I mean,
is that two on the nose? Is it two on the nose to pick the minister?
Yeah, but I mean, no, I mean, I really can't think.
It'd be that or Mark Briscoe.
Yeah. Let's stick with Caprice. And shout out to Caprice. I am looking forward to what's Caprice's Corner, I think is what he calls it, coming up in a couple years.
Yeah.
So the Rebellion's going to be fun to watch. All right, so Caprice Coleman. Yeah, a little on the nose, but once again, you know, Will, it's our podcast. We do whatever the fuck we want.
Intellectuals. Now, that's a category for Mark Briscoe, if I ever heard one.
Okay.
But
I was going to say Silas.
I mean, I feel like Beta, I feel like, is the true. I'd pick Beta Scott.
I was going to pick her as a majorist, but yeah.
See, I was going to pick I was going to go with Michael Elgin for the militarist.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Capitalist, Truth Martini.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone embodies, I mean, you know, the hoopla hotties aren't capitalism. I don't know what the fuck isn't.
Right. That is pure American right there.
Yeah.
But this would be African. Communists. For the common good, shared.
Once again,
nobody's freebirding any titles right now.
No. Oh, Silas.
Doesn't strike me as a communist guy, unless you're trying to be funny.
I mean, it could be funny.
So, I'll say Nigel. Is Nigel, do we still consider Nigel part of the roster?
Yeah. Nigel being very of the people.
All of the people.
All right, to recap, we got Nigel as our communist. We got Truth as our capitalist. We decided Michael Elgin's going to be our militarist.
I mean, that's who I pick.
And then we got Caprice as our religious one. And Mark Briscoe is again intellectual. Yeah. I mean, he's got the highest IQ in the fucking, you know, on the roster.
In the locker room, yeah.
So, yeah.
You wouldn't think so, but he does.
So, certified genius. As always, we say it all the time. If you're not watching, you know, or if you're not following hashtag Tank Facts, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Hopefully, we get some more Robin in our ear holes sooner than later. So, And Rob, I know we're a little backlogged on your questions, so we will definitely get one for next week / tomorrow. But we'll get some Ring of TV to go over here.
Not just any TV, Tom. New TV, new programming, new stuff. Not road rage.
We're not raging on the road.
Not stuff from 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
I mean, shit. I mean, last week was. How far back was it? That was pretty bad. Timeline. Yep. And that was global. What were the dates on that? Yeah, I mean, May 15th. So, but whatever. We're going to keep it positive here. Brand new episode of TV taping after Best in the World. They're still in Terminal 5. Got Kevin Kelly on the call. We got King Carino on the call. And, Will, we're starting off with a match I didn't know I needed.
Opening it up, we had Watanabe, Dalton Castle.
I'm still calling him evil. See, there we go. You know, Dalton Castle in the G1.
So Dalton Castle coming off his match, Silas Young, Best in the World. The boys were a hit on this. You know, they had to cool down Dalton Castle. At one point, they were fanning Watanabe, and he was eating up. And Dalton Castle did not appreciate that. Said, "Those are my boys."
Yeah, and then you know, Steve Carino kind of joking around that that Evil got some notes on Dalton Castle from Liger, and you know, in quote unquote Japanese. So that was pretty funny. King Carino also kind of doing a little bit of foreshadowing on the rivalry coming up here between Silas and Dalton Castle. So
great match. I mean, the post match wasn't subtle about it either. So
yeah. I mean, like I said, the match, a lot of fun moves. These guys had great chemistry. It's good to see Evil here with doing a little bit of, you know, character work, obviously what he'll become later on, unfortunately. Forever fuck the House of Torture. But don't forever fuck the House of Truth. But Will, I believe, I might not be mistaken, this might be our first Bangarang for a win, right?
Yeah.
Because he's been busting up, but he hasn't been using it as a finisher. So I wonder if Delirious got in his ear and say, "Hey, man, finish matches off with this motherfucker." So
After the win, Don Castle sits upon his throne of boys.
I mean, kudos to everybody. I mean, the boys, I mean, the strength and the core strength those guys got to do what they got is, I mean, we're dog.
And he is reclined in the ring, mic in hand, saying, just further proof that Dalton Castle is the real last man in Ring of Honor, which draws out Silas Young. He doesn't come down the ramp, but it draws him out.
Yeah, and odd commercial cut. Like, he just comes out, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed in that, but, you know, it is what it is. What'd you think of the match, Will?
Woo! It was good. Who knows if part of that was just exhilaration of new content, but it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not have picked that match, but I'm glad we got it. But Will, we have our first Jay Lethal promo as the double champion. The crowd's happy.
The crowd is happy. This segment was pretty weak sauce for me, though.
It depends. We'll see where they go with it. I wish, listen, Lethal did get cheered. You know, it looks like they're going to try and keep him heel. Which, you know, sometimes you got to listen to the crowd, but, you know, but Nigel starts talking how it's like, okay, you know, let it on, you're going to vacate the championship. Jay's like, no.
Then Nigel's like, well, you might have to wrestle twice in the same night. He's like, well, that's what I'm going to do. Like, but also, they pointed out that the Ring of Honor TV title is back to saying Ring of Honor TV title.
Yeah.
Not just the Ring of Honor title.
I love that. I mean, I really do enjoy that they're really leaning into that. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. We discussed before this promo, stuff like that. I mean, if anybody can pull off the double championship and like, you know, wrestle, you know, defend each title separately, it'd be Jay Lethal.
He's got Mark Briscoe next week for that TV title, and Roderick Strong at Death Before Dishonor for the heavyweight title.
Yeah. So ready cashing in that chance. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely Jay Lethal time, and I've heard rumbling of this. I mean, obviously, I think Jay Lethal's going to be, you know, carrying Ring of Honor here for the better part of the next year or so, obviously. But yeah, Friday comes out, does get in his face. Obviously, I kind of setting up that match. We may be having a guest appearance on here as we covered just before Death Before Dishonor. We'll probably cover that in post production, but
We don't got time for post today, so.
I didn't mind the promo. It just depends on. I really like Jay Lethal singing.
It didn't do much for me. I expected more for like the first like.
After the greatest match in Ring of Honor history.
Like his first ever promo as double champ, and the whole segment just felt just kind of weak for me.
Yeah. I would say
it was definitely the low point of the episode.
Yeah. Which is in this episode saying a lot, to be honest with you. We didn't have a lot, but we had a lot, if that makes sense. So like I said, I think it's really kind of depends on where they go with this. I mean, I hope they do not strip Lethal of the TV title. You know, you can put somebody over pretty easily. It's a good way. Hey, you know, he wrestled two matches. That's why he lost the TV title, you know. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Will, your favorite segment, it seems to be maybe back.
Some inside Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it's been a while. We've seen sporadic ones setting up pay-per-views. But obviously, Mandy Leon basically does a quick breakdown of Jay Lethal versus, Jay Briscoe. Go back and listen to our review and our watch along of that. Was it the greatest match in Ring of Honor history?
I mean, how do you judge the greatest match in Ring of Honor history?
There's a lot of history, but it was I mean, it was solid. But only two matches this week, Will, on TV.
Yeah.
is our
main event. a little tag team match in the main event, right?
Yeah. Actually, technically, if you want me to
tell. Oh, no, that's right. It was a six man.
Yeah.
Because it was the Odd Fellows of Michael Elgin and Red Dragon as the face team against the Kingdom. But before the match starts, Maria kind of staking her claim, you know, telling Adam Cole, you know, it's okay that you lost to AJ Styles. And she has the right to say so because she's the leader. So the crowd was like, oh, Adam Cole did not like that at all.
No.
But to jump to the end of the match, Tom, you know what else Adam Cole probably didn't like? Taking the L again.
Yeah.
To Elgin, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was chasing the dragon, knocked out Cole. But it was. Elgin is off to the G1, speaking of G1. After this, so we might not see him for a little while, but I thought actually, you know, I mean, for a team we haven't seen before, I thought it was fun teamwork with Reed Dragon and Michael Elgin. I mean, these guys are our three pros. But yeah, like Will said, I mean, they're the kind of the face team.
It's so weird, Elgin. I don't really know where Elgin's at because the crowd is starting to come around on him again. I mean, Red Dragon is hot.
Yeah,
like, they're the. The Kingdom's hot too, but I still feel like Red Dragon is like the hottest act right now, maybe in Ring of Honor. Maybe Jay Lethal. I mean, we saw Bobby Fish get overwhelmingly more positive response than Jay Briscoe.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
That was interesting. And I got my notes, you know, this indeed was, the crowd was correct. This was a great match. There was a chasing a dragon into a super bomb. I also say in here, you know, Elgin's really good at near falls. You know, he hit him with some shit and you think he's knocked out, but, yeah, chasing dragon knocks out Cole. Obviously Adam Cole's on a bit of a losing streak here since, coming back.
He's lost everything since he's come back, hasn't he?
Yeah. Big time. You know, obviously Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly have some hands or have some history, but Adam Cole, code of honor after the match. And
he raises the hand
of Kyle O'Reilly. Which also diverged. And we also, at this point, we get the thumbnail for the 2015 TV. The one we've been looking at. It always cracks me up, but trying to predict when that moment happens. But, Will, are there cracks here in the Kingdom? Is the million-dollar question.
Right, and is it – it's how do you want to view the cracks, right? Because we put Adam Cole as the leader, right? Because he's the singles guy. Maria's has claimed the entire lifetime of the Kingdom that she's the one putting it together.
Yeah.
So, obviously the Kingdom's got some life because the Kingdom goes on for years with some different faces in it. So.
Yeah. And we kind of know what happens to Adam Cole. So, I know we kind of went over it briefly and everything, but Will, what did you, at least as we always, or I shouldn't say we usually ask at this time, if this is you popped on the WB randomly on a Sunday afternoon, if you're done reading your recent copy of whatever you'd be reading in 2015, not sure what comics you're reading back then, but.
Oh, I wasn't reading any comics back then.
They turned this on. What would be, would you keep watching Ring of Honor?
Maybe.
2 great
only
matches.
Because feel like my interest in wrestling was kind of waning at that time a little bit. But this was a good episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I would have liked the compact format.
Yeah, it was quick. It was in and out. Two great matches. I mean, the promo left a little something to be desired.
But that kingdom, the stuff with the kingdom was enough to make up for it.
Yeah.
And Dalton Castle is always great. I'm looking forward to going through the Dalton Castle Silas Young feud again.
Yeah, I mean, we see it every week. I mean, Dalton Castle, really, really looking forward to that going forward. So, yeah, I mean, we got Elgin going off the G1. We got Red Dragon. Spoiler alert, that was their last championship run, so we'll see what happens with those two. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with the kingdom. But I was kind of curious with the talk of the G1 this year and Michael Elgin going. I looked up the list for the 2015 G1 climax and then cage match. It's got a total rating of 9.83 the whole tournament. Tanahashi won. But your participants, AJ Styles, the aforementioned Bad Luck Fale, Doc Gallows, Goto, Tenzan, Carl Anderson, Shibata, Okada, Ibushi, Elgin, Kojima, Nakamura, Naito, Makabe, Hanma, Ishii, Yano, Nagata, and obviously Yujiro Takahashi. Not a bad. Let's see, how did Michael Elgin do? Michael Elgin. Oh, I just pulled up his cage match. I wonder if it's got his last matches on here. Oh, wow. We've got Michael Elgin's match of the Wheel of Wrestling on here. Made cage match. All right, let's see. Let's look at the results here. How does cage match work with events? Oh, okay. I'm not very good at this cage match thing, Will. I was trying to figure out how Elgin did.
He probably won some matches, probably lost some matches.
Yeah, him and Tanahashi and Shinsuke were in the finals. It's hard to imagine Okada being in a G1 and not being in the finals. Got some David Finley appearances. Bullet Club, Tamatanga, Who's Captain New Japan? Do you remember?
Captain New Japan? Isn't that the guy who's Bone Soldier that we talked about a couple weeks ago?
His total rating in cage match 2.67. Oh, yeah. Bone Soldier. Kurosawa.
Sounds right.
Shibata beat Naito. I actually watched that match. All right, let's see. I'm just trying to figure out here. But Will, I know definitely, obviously, a bit of a shorter match here, or shorter episode this week. G1 results. Yeah, I'm excited for G1 season.
All right, Tom, anything else before we got to let you go so you can go run some gates and toss out some bums?
Michael Elgin had 4 wins and 5 losses for 8 points.
5 losses, huh? Damn, under 500.
Yeah. This is a turning point in his career, obviously, blah, blah. No, not really. Listen, I know it's kind of brief here. Sorry about that, high fivers. Just life sometimes. So I just wanted to get you a little something out. Will, do you have anything?
I got nothing.
So. Oh, okay. So I'm going outside. Okay. Well, high fivers. We appreciate everybody. Get your questions in. Will, I appreciate my friend. Yeah, I think at this point we'll see everybody next week.
Tom, see you real soon.
Yes, see you tomorrow, Will.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh, no. Jay Triller.
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.